Blog Talk Radio
presents a Blog Radio Show.
Hello.
Hi, Fred.
Hi.
Fred? Hi, hang on.
Yes.
Thank you.
Everybody. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton, and we've got a great show for you guys tonight. As you know, I try to do a Christmas theme in December, and I am thrilled to the gills tonight to bring to you guys and for me to hang out with the fabulous Fred Schneider from the B-52s, and we're going to be playing a Christmas song and maybe some other songs as well. So, everybody, welcome to the show. Fred Schneider. Fred, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for hanging out with me tonight. I really appreciate it. And it is a pleasure, more than I could say. I mean, my God, you've been performing since the 70s. And if you picked up one of your songs, it still sounds as fresh as it did then. And just great music that will never go away. I mean, my favorites. I hate to even ask you this because it's such a stupid question. What were your favorites? Out of all the songs.
Oh, boy.
I know. It's a stupid question. I know.
Well, I like the obscure ones like Butterbean and Junebug more than a lot of the big hits.
Yeah.
And I like songs off the our last Funplex album. I thought that was really good.
Now, have you guys been out? Have you guys been out with the pandemic? I mean, no, obviously. But I know you were doing some shows before the pandemic.
Well, we were supposed to do a tour this year and last year, and it all fell through.
Mm-hmm. Looks like everybody
else. But we're going to go out next, COVID will, and go out next year.
Right, right. Well, let's hope everybody everybody can get to see you guys. I'd love to see you guys, too. Now, I never heard this before. Sprechgesang. That's what they call your type of singing. That's not your type of singing, but when you are singing the music. Well, I never heard of that before. Sprechgesang. Did you know that that existed, or you were just being you?
No, I was the one who said it was sort of that.
Okay.
It's talk singing. I mean, I'm much more melodic and sing more now, but in the beginning, I've basically recited,
right?
Or rap,
right.
You know.
Yeah. You could say it was the first rap, right? I mean, really.
One of them. I mean, we were at a party. Yeah, that's not singing.
Exactly. Now, I just never heard that name before. That's why I was shocked at that.
Oh, it's a German term, Sprechgesang.
Yeah, obviously, yeah, Sprechgesang. I know. I knew how to pronounce it, that's for sure, because I'm a little German, too. A little small fun fact. I didn't know you were from Newark and that you lived in Belleville. I grew up in Harrison. I lived in Newark. My mom moved us after the riots. She moved us over to Harrison, and we grew up over in Harrison. So I know where in Newark were you, by the way, if you don't mind?
No, I was born in Newark, and then my great-grandmother was an amazing woman. She and her husband emigrated to America in, like, 1890.
Mm.
And she wound up owning a beautiful three-story apartment. Three-story building in Belleville, and that's where I spent the first 6 years of my life.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, it's so weird. Because, you know, the story, obviously, everybody thinks you're from Georgia originally. So when you said when you said you were from Newark, I couldn't believe it myself because I was like, wait a minute. Everybody thinks you're from Georgia. And I that was a story I always heard back in the day that you guys were out of Athens, Georgia. Well, obviously, I think you met in, at school.
There.
Yeah, you,
went,
you guys met at school, right? Now, oh, my God, I wasn't going to ask you about the girls. So now, were they going to the same school, or how did you guys all hook up?
No, neither one. Kate had already graduated from Boston University, and Cindy didn't go to college. She went to high school in Athens. I was the only one who really went to college.
Mm. What'd you go to college for?
Well, originally forestry, which was ridiculous, but thank God I did because I stayed and switched to journalism and then dropped out.
Mm. Now, you were originally a poet. Is that pretty much how you got started with writing songs and...
Well, I consider myself more of a writer. I mean, the last thing I did in college, I knew I was dropping out and I was lazy, but I wound up really, a friend of mine said, I'm going to do a book of poetry. And I thought, well, that sounds easy.
Yeah.
But I wound up really liking it. And I got an A, even though the professor said, I don't understand any of this, but I know you're serious. And,
right, right.
You know.
Well, like you said, your writing is very obscure, so I could only imagine what you were writing back then. So have you thought about
even
putting
more
out,
obscure?
Right, right. Have you ever thought about putting out another book of poetry? Or I mean, I know you I believe you did two. No, am I wrong?
No, I did one with Kenny Sharp.
Hmm. And have you considered doing a new one? Or I mean, you must over the years.
Well, I have more poems. I got to talk
right.
to Kenny. I have more poems. And I want to go make sure the old ones aren't, you know, make sure they're PC.
Sadly, everything's got to be PC now, right?
Well, I'll just switch genders or something, you know.
Well, nowadays it's easy, you know. It's so funny. I said to myself with these kids today that I don't know about you. This is just my opinion. That want to be, you know, have sex changes. It's like it's okay to be gay if you're gay. You know what I mean? It's okay. You don't have to have a sex change. I mean, I don't know. I had a relative of mine, well, an in-law. And their little daughter, she's very confused at the moment, and she didn't know what she wanted to do. She said she was a boy trapped in the body, and I was dying to talk to her to say, listen, if you like girls, it's okay. You don't have to change your body to do that, you know? But I don't know. I mean, did you
brains aren't fully developed either, so who knows? I mean, I've heard that, you know, a lot regret doing it because they were too young. Really.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, cause,
you know.
Yeah, because when we're young, I mean, especially girls, they could be tomboys. It doesn't necessarily mean you're a gay girl. Anyway, I didn't mean to go off track on that. But speaking of gay, I mean, have you ever considered being doing anything political for the gay community?
Oh, the band does benefits, everything.
No, I mean you personally, Fred. Like,
well, I've done
like
benefits,
be,
you know.
No, be a voice for the gay community instead of, you know, performing, you know, actually be an activist. I think you'd be great at it.
Well, where I live, I don't live in New York City anymore, so I don't really get out that much.
Yeah. Who does these days? Nobody gets out much anymore. No one gets out much anymore.
No, I mean, if people want to interview me and, you know, I'll be open. You know, we were a little hesitant in the beginning, but then, that, you know, you get beat up if you said you were gay. And I was bullied in high school, so I was like,
oh, of course,
very
yeah.
timid
I mean,
about it. So,
it was a different time. Yeah, it was a different time. Now they walk down the street like it's nothing. It's, you know, now it's crazy. You know,
it's great. I mean,
yeah. Yeah, it is.
You know, there's so many people who do it better than me. But I could lend my support by performing or appearing or whatever. I think that's
good
and
enough.
Meeting people. I mean, you know.
Right. That's good enough.
I did a benefit in for the Gay Center in Orlando, Florida. And I just said, hey, you want to take a photo of me? $25 and put it in the jar for the center. And, you know, I always want to raise the most money.
Oh, wow. 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 Well, good for you.
Shameless.
That's fun.
Shameless.
That's fun. What are you still, obviously you still are. When you write, do you write on with a keyboard or more of a drum track when you write your music or both?
I don't write music. I write lyrics and I pen to paper.
Right, but I thought you played a little keys and percussion as well.
Well, in the beginning, I played keyboard bass on several songs, but I had to have tape on the keys so I knew which ones to play.
What was
ridiculous was in Europe, they love to focus in on someone playing their hands, playing the keyboard. I'm laughing.
And there you are with
one finger. It wasn't like I needed to use any more than one finger.
Right, right. It was a nee, 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 right.
Well,
no,
I think about 52 Girls and Hero Worship.
Ah, there you go. No, when I write, I'm also a songwriter myself, but when I write, I use a drum track. I can fool around with instruments, but when I write, I come up with the melody, the lyric, and then I do a drum track. That's all I was just curious to know what your writing ethic was when you were writing, your style.
Well, the last time I really wrote was with my other band, the Superions.
Yeah.
We'll be playing Fruitcake in a bit or whatever.
Yes.
But working with them, it was like this. It's so different from working with the band because there was no stress or worry about anything. It was really fun. And
it wasn't work. That's why it wasn't work. You were having fun, right?
And I would just come up with the, off the top of my head. My ex said I should never say that, but I think it's pretty cool if you can come up with a song without
absolutely
off the top of your head and it works. And then you have to go back and listen to it because you don't know what you're saying.
Right, right. I got to ask you this. Were you a big fan of Weird Al? Did you like his stuff? Because I believe I read that you liked, when you were growing up, you liked like Halloween music and, you know, funny, crazy songs. So did you dig out Weird Al?
Not really. I mean, I liked one or two of his things, but I wasn't a big fan. No.
Yeah.
I mean, I like British humor, you know, say the most ridiculous thing and then keep a straight face. I mean, that's how I do things.
Yeah, yeah, cool. So, okay, speaking of...
So I do appreciate over the top, you know.
Yeah, oh, definitely. That's pretty cool that you could do that. I mean, really. Now, Fruitcake, where did you come up with the idea for writing a song about the fruitcake?
Well, no one ever did.
Yeah, that's true.
I like fruitcake. I'm one of the few people who likes fruitcake.
That was my next question. Do you actually like fruitcake?
Oh, I love it. I'm going to try and make some myself. I got those, the real maraschino Italian cherries in the maraschino liqueur, not the red dyed, you know, fake ones, not the chemical ones. And either that, I'll send it to a friend who makes fruitcake.
Well, anybody out there want to give Fred a holiday gift? He loves fruitcake. There you go. I know what to give you for Christmas. Well, the holidays, I should say.
Well, not a Claxton or one of those fake, one of the ones with the fake cherries.
Right. You want the real deal. Real deal. Well, speaking of fruitcake, why don't we play it? Again, thank you again for joining me to play this song and let everybody hear it for Christmas. And I can't wait to play it again on Christmas Eve when I play everybody's Christmas song. So this is Fruitcake.
Oh, great. And there's a video for it, too. And I still have my We used an artist made two fruitcakes out of foam, and I have mine out. I bring it out every Christmas.
Oh God, it's your holiday decorations.
Yes, it was my job in the video. I didn't even appear in the video. I just rolled the fruitcakes around. It was my job to roll the fruitcakes.
Is the video on YouTube? I'll have to check it out.
Yes. Oh, yes. It's got like
cool.
A hell of a lot of hits.
Yeah, yeah. I definitely got to see this video now, watching you roll around the fruitcakes now. All right. Well, without further ado, the Superiors with Fred Schneider, Fruitcake. Merry Christmas, folks. Check it out. You're going to love this. And one thing, I got to play Coconut. I love the spin you did on Coconut. I love that.
Oh,
we're definitely going to play that.
I'm real proud of that one, too.
I love that. That was definitely.
Coconut's good at Christmas, too.
Yes, yes, but Coconut, what a twist you did on that one. I loved it. So, again, without further ado.
Thanks.
Yep. Without further ado, Fruitcake, Fred Schneider and the Superiors. Here you go.
What you making? Fruitcake. What you baking? Fruitcake. Candy cherry, red dye number two. Green cherry. Pecans or walnuts, citrus peel, lots of stuff, add what you feel, sticks of butter, cinnamon, mo' molasses, lots of dark rum, artificial color, artificial flavor. If your family don't want it, give it to a neighbor. It's fruitcake. It's fruitcake. What you making? Fruitcake. What you baking? Fruitcake. Candy cherry, red dye number two. Green cherry? Green ones too. It's fruitcake. Baking up fruitcake.
Fruit. fruit cake. I loved it. I love the bass. I love the I love that all your songs have such a great driving sound to them. I love them. I love that. Is that, was that a real bongo in there?
It turns out Noah, who plays everything just about, well, plays everything, is an amazing drummer, and he really can hit the, he hit a bongo with sticks and stuff.
Yeah, that was fast. Drumstick. That was fast. That, that's why I was curious to know if it was something I, you
didn't
know.
I didn't know how he did it. He plays everything.
Wow. He's very talented, because that was great. And just because he gave me the recipe doesn't mean I'm going to make it. But that was a, you know what, Fred? That's a great idea. That's a way to sell recipes and put them into melodies, you know?
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
They got a new project, the Fred Schneider cookbook on CD, right? Oh, my God.
Yeah,
well,
there you go. 101 recipes for fruitcake.
Oh, God. Well, I've never had it. I was always told it's disgusting, so I never ate it. But, I mean, I guess when it's nice and soft and fresh, it's probably delicious.
Well, if it's made by a really good bakery, it probably is.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I
it's
love the
just
song.
Like baked cherries then ever taste good to me.
No, I love maraschino cherries too, though. I could eat a whole jar. I know, but they're not real, the authentic. But I love the song. It was so cute, and I love that bass. Oh, man, I'm a big bass fan. Well, speaking of new projects, tell me about Bray Ting, the community roaster. What is that? It's coffee? And
yes, a friend of mine, Von Coven, almost 10 years ago, turns out he had switched from selling T-shirts, organic T-shirts that he got in Asia and would dye and all that stuff. He switched to coffee, and he asked me if I wanted to do a line of coffee, and I said, sure. And so he sent me 8 bags of coffee, mm-hmm. and I didn't like any of them that much on their own, but I put 2 together and came up with my monster blend. We got our coffee from, the coffee came from Laos. One of the blends came from Laos.
Hmm.
And unfortunately, we can't really do the monster blend just now because we can't get coffee from Laos. But we have a whole line of coffees. I'll go into that later. But, so that turned in, then a couple of years later, he offered me half the company, you know, just, he gave me half the company. And so I basically do a lot of the promotion and outreach, and I get to support, instead of doing big box stores, we do, it's a Breiting, Breiting, .com. If you're a progressive organization or charity and are interested. And we're also at communityroaster.com if you want to find out more about us. But
yeah.
What we do is with charities and progressive organizations are using our coffee as a fundraiser. The organization doesn't have to put up any money. And nowadays, well, it's always been the case, when people donate, they like something in return, besides a tax write-off. And so this way, they get a tax write-off and they get 2 bags of coffee.
How cool is that?
Or more.
And are you a big coffee drinker? Or?
Well, I drink 3 cups a day.
Oh, yeah, I'd say so, yeah.
That's about 3 6-ounce cups properly made. You have to make it properly. You have to use 6 ounces of water and 2 level tablespoons of coffee.
Is it already ground, grounded? I guess grounded? It's already grounded?
No, we have all different. We have all different single source roasts. And it comes either ground or whole bean.
So you could use
mostly
this on your
whole bean.
You could use this on your coffee maker with, is it cups, like the little cake cups? What do they call those? I don't drink coffee, Fred. I'm sorry. I don't know anything about coffee.
Oh, well, people, we don't do K-cups, but we encourage people to get the non-disposable ones that you can reuse over and over. Stainless. I mean, who wants going through puncture through plastic? I don't.
That's true. That's true. If you're going to do it right, the fresh and delicious way, right? And no chemicals.
Well, I do Aura. I have a Melita ceramic thing, put in a paper filter and do a pour over and save the grounds and put them in the garden.
So what does your master blend what does your master blend taste like?
Oh, my monster blend was really
monster
good.
Blend, pardon me.
People loved it. It was real smooth, slightly chocolatey, but just a rich rich coffee flavor with a hint of cocoa. But it went over gangbusters. People who didn't drink regular, didn't drink regular coffee, really liked it. And my box was so popular, a lot of people wouldn't even open it. They wanted to keep for the box.
Oh, how funny. That's funny. Well, it sounds like it may actually taste very good. You're kind of twisting my arm to maybe give it a shot because it sounds kind of good. A little mix of chocolate, a hint of chocolate, and sounds good to me.
Well, we have different roasts, and if you go to communityroaster.com, you can check out all the different roasts we have. And Vaughn, who is the other owner of the company, we actually roasted. We bought a house in DeLand, Florida, which is near Stetson University, the first university in Florida.
Oh,
back when it was swamp. Mm-hmm. And a local artist who exhibited in museums around the country. It was his house, and it was legal for him to have a workplace and a regular house with beds. So we're one of the only places in Florida, and we use the workspace now as the roastery. We roast the coffee in our house.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And Vaughn does the roasting. He studied how to do it, and he does an amazing job roasting all different blends.
Very cool. I believe proceeds go to charity or something related to charity, right?
Well,
when they purchase.
We sell to individuals, but right now we're signing up all different charities, music charities, gay charities, environmental charities, and organizations, progressive organizations.
Mm-hmm.
And they just love the idea that they don't have to put out any money, and all they get 20% of the profit. And we donate 10% of our profit to Laos to get rid of the tens of millions of bombs and landmines we dropped on during the Vietnam War, which is the number one maimer and killer of the Lao people, along with snake bites. It also goes to buy anti-venom.
That's very cool. I mean, who would think to do that? Obviously you want to help charities, but who would think to help that, and that's great because probably nobody is.
Our, one of Vaughn's girlfriends was born in Laos. And, Gesundheit.
No, sorry. Well, it means it's true. Oh, thank you. Pardon me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so we have a connection to Lao through a friend of ours.
Yeah, very nice. Very
nice. And her mother gave us the recipe for mochi waffles, which is a Japanese rice drink that I guess is common around Southeast Asia, and so we make waffles. We have a coffee shop too. We're closing it up for the time being because of the it's hard to, you know, find people able to work, and also with the COVID thing coming back,
yeah.
We'd rather focus on charities and organizations and reopen, you know, in the future.
Where was the coffee shop? Was it in Florida?
In the house. Next to
the roast. Hey, why not?
If you go to communityroaster.com, you'll see our really, really beautiful coffee shop.
Nice.
But we'll be renting that out to organizations to have small events and things like that.
Cool. Very nice. Very nice. I got to ask you, I'm going to take you back when you were doing some voiceovers for, I think it was Rugrats, I think you did. And what was the other one you did with Kate?
Oh, we sang. I'm the one who stands up and farts, the baby that farts.
I was gonna ask you how you enjoyed doing the voiceovers, because a lot of people love doing that, because they just you don't have to be seen, so it's just roll out of bed and do a voiceover.
I was also Kate and I have been in movies and stuff like that, but
right.
I forget the name of the cartoon. I did a voice. I played an African-American bank teller woman who sounded exactly like Fred of the B-52s. And that my judge, his idea. So.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. Oh, my goodness. No, because I thought you did Rugrats, the movie. I thought, you did the fart. You said
A whole bunch of musicians played the babies, and we each sang a line, and I sang a line and farted.
I didn't know that a bunch of musicians were in there. I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. A whole bunch.
I didn't know. My kids, we didn't watch Rugrats. I don't know why. We watched the other stuff. I mean, I got stuck watching it with them, so I had no choice. But Rugrats was not one of them, believe it or not. You know who did Rugrats? Melanie Chartoff. She's been a guest on my show. Do you know her?
I know of her, yeah.
Oh, I know. I thought maybe you knew each other from doing Rugrats. No worries.
I'm sure everyone did it separately.
Yeah, right. Well, I would really love for everybody to hear Coconut in case they've never heard it before. And I'd hope you don't mind if we could jump into that.
Oh, Mike, that's fine. There's a video for that, too.
Yeah, I have to check all the videos out because I can't wait to see them. But I love the songs. I really do. And guys, when you hear the twist on this Coconut, you're gonna love it. So what album is this off of, Fred?
I perform that live still. I still perform that live sometimes.
And
when
what
they
album
can
is it off?
Convince you to get in front of people and do solo stuff.
Yeah, and what album is Coconut off of?
Well, the original it's on Just Fred, produced by Steve Albini, but the original was done for a benefit album for Harry Nilsson's charity. Everyone loves Harry.
Nilsson Schmilsson. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. Well,
this is Coconut, folks. You are going to love this twist. I dug it. I dug it. This is Coconut, Fred Schneider, Just Fred.
Brother bought a coconut. He bought it for a dime. His sister had another one. She paid it for the lime, she put the lime in the coconut, she drank them both up. Put a lime in the coconut, she drank them both up. Put a lime in the coconut, she drank them both up. Put a lime in the coconut, she called the doctor, woke him up, the doctor. Is there nothing I can say? Oh, doctor! You put the lime in the coconut, drag them both up. Put a lime in the coconut, drag them both up. Lime in the coconut.
I cannot wait to see the video for that one. Do you prefer doing the harder stuff like that or the more commercial stuff? I hate asking stupid questions like that because that was rocking.
Well, I don't think I've done that much commercial stuff. It turns out our stuff became commercial.
Exactly.
Despite the fact that radio and the record company and even some management didn't get it at all. And, you know, we were definitely not played on radio until all of a sudden – well, like Love Shack, for instance, the record company didn't really put any effort into it. I mean, they had to contractually, but I had to go around with my A&R person, bless her heart, and we had to ask, you know, I guess she used the, if you want, you know, us to give you more Warner Brothers material or Reprise material, you got to start playing this. But then it started going number one on all the alternative and college radio stations, and once it hit all of a sudden mainstream radio started playing it and went to number three for 2 weeks.
Right.
That was behind Paula Abdul and Millie Vanilli, and both were accused
maybe
of something.
Yeah, maybe I should have said commercial. Maybe what I meant was, the, like you said, the more mainstream stuff is lighter than coconut. So do you prefer doing the lighter stuff?
I like going wild.
Yeah, I definitely
and,
felt it.
There's a video of me doing that in a band, a really great band, doing that on Conan.
Yep. Oh, man. What made you pick that song? I mean, obviously, you can do any covers that you wanted to. Why coconut?
They asked me, and
cool.
That's with Richard Barone from the Bongos.
Mm.
A good friend. He helped put it together, and I just went wild.
Yeah. Now, what cover would you love to blow out? Another cover of your choice, not somebody asking you.
Oh boy. I haven't even thought about that.
Mm.
I'm actually putting out one-off songs and all that with the Superions. I have a song out called Truck, and there's a video for that, and that's
mm-hmm.
with Sean from the Soup Dragons, and that's one of my favorites.
Mm. So you are working on new music. I was going to ask you that eventually.
Oh, yeah, and I'm working with Brian Hardgroove from the brain fart.
Well, you're good at farting, right?
Public Enemy. I'm working with Hardgroove from Public Enemy.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And so we're going to have a single out soon. And I'm also doing songs with... the fabulous Downey Brothers, who are really good West Coast Seattle group, really good. And, I work with all different people.
Yeah, well, God, you've been playing for a long time, Fred.
There's a song out called Neptune Freeze, and we did... Vampire Vamp that was used on TV. We did a song called Vampire Vamp, and there's a video. We do $3 videos, you know, just get our friends together. Someone has a place to film it and buy cheap outfits and bangs.
And just have a good time. Just have a good time. right. Just having a good time. That's all, you know. I mean, hey, if you're not having fun, it's not worth it, you know.
Yeah, I like good... stress-free existence rather than having to, you know, get up early, get to the airport, finally arrive. Thank God the flight wasn't canceled, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, God knows what's going to happen now. They're saying this new variant, it looks like we're shutting things down again. I saw a couple of plays got shut down in the city. And, you know, city's doing the mask mandates again. And it looks like we might be going back to where we were 2 years ago, sadly. I hope not. God, I hope not. I don't know why people don't want to move on from this mess. I really don't.
Because of the environment, all the pollution and all the... everything, people's immune system and diet. I mean, people's immune systems are like down the drain.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had the flu, knock on wood. And I only had a cold once or twice in my life, knock on wood.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm not going to take any chances. I'm going to get the third shot.
Right. I mean, why take a chance with your life, you know? I mean, I'd rather feel 90% protected than 0% protected, you know? That's my look at it. You know, I'm not going to let a politician tell me not to do something.
You know, the dumpsters, you don't believe in it still, and they're the ones going. So, you know, c'est la vie.
Well, yeah, well, exactly.
What can you do? You can't make people do things they don't want to do.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. So anything else, let's say there's no pandemic, where can we see Fred Schneider and what can we see coming from Fred or the B-52s?
Well, yeah, we'll go into that next time. Well, COVID willing, I mean, we have a book in the works.
Cool.
Well, starting a documentary, getting things together for a documentary that we're overseeing. And then next fall, a tour, a short tour.
Well, I just crossed my fingers. I'm sitting here with my fingers crossed because I really want that all to happen for everybody, not just you. I mean, everybody. I mean, the fans, all the artists and... all these businesses that house the entertainment. I mean, I just pray everything
still
standing.
Yeah, I feel so bad for small businesses, small venues, all that.
Yeah. Yeah, my boss last night, he went to a Christmas party in the city, and he said he got so depressed. He said there's so much shut down and not Christmassy at all. And you know New York is Christmas, you know, when you have this time of year. You know, the Rockefeller Center, it's alive, but he was on the east side, and it was not like, you know, nobody had decorations up, no storefronts or anything. He said he was very depressed, so... And he's from New York, so, you know, he knows what it's like, too. And it's like, yeah, it's crazy.
Oh,
and this
yeah, you
year,
all the big department stores and their displays.
Yeah.
And
yeah. And this year, same as last year, I didn't even, like, it's just sneaking up on me again because I don't even know it's Christmas. And that's sad to not know it's Christmas. But I do know, but I have done nothing for it. You know, it's just weird. It's just different.
Well, I got back from Florida too late to put up my 7-foot fake white tree, but I'll get some things up and have people over for Christmas, and if they want to come over Christmas Day, that sort of thing.
Oh, nice.
But boy,
do I have
Christmas music out the wazoo.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Who was your favorite that you grew up listening to in the house on Christmas? Music. I mean, for me, my mom would play the Elvis Christmas music. That's all I'd hear was Elvis Christmas music.
Oh. I was just so ready to open presents. I don't think I paid.
Oh, God. That's so funny. No, I distinctly remember. I'll never forget. And it still blasts every Christmas in my house. So my kids hate it. But, you know, they know I love it. So they put up with me. So,
I like it.
You know,
Christmas.
Yeah. Once in a while, I'll throw something else in, but usually it's Elvis. It's usually Elvis Christmas in my house. So, I know I'm a weirdo too. I can't help it. What can I say?
Well, I like Barbara Streisand. I mean, it's a real serious Christmas album, but I really like Barbara Streisand.
Oh, beautiful.
But I have so many silly and funny Christmas records and now CDs, but back then records that my ex finally would say, can you play something Christmassy that's like a traditional Christmas song?
Oh, my God. So now your Christmas album, Destination Christmas, is there any original, like you said, classic Christmas songs on there? Or are they all yours?
They're all original songs. And I'm working on another Christmas album, and it'll be all original.
Cool.
I mean, if I sang a cover, it wouldn't be a classic.
Yeah, but I can't believe I've never heard any of your Christmas stuff until tonight with Fruitcake. I mean, I really can't. I loved it.
Text me your address, and I'll send you some copies. You can give them out of stocking stuffers.
Oh, no, I'll keep it for myself. I'll pop it in on Christmas. The kids will go, what the hell
is
that?
I'll send you several. The record company screwed us over, so I just took all the remaining coffee.
Oh, that'd be nice. Thank you very much. Thank you. Well, I know the first time I heard Rock Lobster was, oh, my God, and Private Idaho. Those are the ones that turned me on to you guys. And I think it was 80, it had to be maybe 80, 81 or 80 when I heard those. And I got to tell you, when I heard Rock Lobster, it opened me up to music in a different way. I mean, I had, like I said, in my house was music playing all the time, and I think that's what gave me my little musician thing. But when I heard you guys, I said, oh, my God, there's more out there, and it's great, you know? I just couldn't believe it.
Oh, yeah, you had to buy the record or listen to New York. Luckily, New York had an alternative station back in the late 70s, early 80s. And
I heard it in the club. I heard
LIR
it in the club.
On Long Island, and college stations played us. But even the Athens station, the local crappy AM station, wouldn't play it, you know?
Yeah. Well, my first time I heard it was in the club, actually. It was, oh, God, what was it? It was class night. It was like an alternative to the prom. We did it where you didn't have to bring a date. But what we did was we went over to New York and was it the prom? Maybe it was the prom. Oh, Jesus Christ, I can't remember now. Anyway, we went over. Do you remember Wednesdays in New York? It was a club in New York, Wednesdays. I think it was called Wednesdays.
No, I don't remember that one. We would go to the Mud Club, and actually the first club we played in, our first paying gig, $17, Max's Kansas City, so.
Yeah, for Harrison, it was a tradition to do after the prom. You got in your limo, you went over to New York, you did a couple of clubs, and then you took the Staten Island ferry to Staten Island. I don't remember what we did there, but we did the ferry, and then we did in New York, we hit, I believe it was Wednesdays. I don't know if that's, oh, God, I don't remember much. You know, they say if you don't remember much, you enjoyed it. So I guess I had a great time. I don't remember a lot, but yeah, I do remember hearing Rock Lobster at the club when it was either the prom or class night, and it just opened me up to a whole new avenue of music, and I just loved it. And I thank you very much for what you, the B-52s, have brought to the music industry. Is definitely different. It's always been different and never imitated, but never perfected. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying. You are going to be original.
I bet there's only one of us.
Exactly.
And like people try to say, hey, you want to hear me do an impersonation of you? And I either say no or just mentally say no. And then they go, we were at a party. And I'm like, oh, Jesus. Please.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that must get annoying after a while, right?
Well, yeah, but I usually nip it in the bud before they get any further.
My God. Right. Well, Fred, is there anything else you'd like to add for the listeners out there where they can, other than they could go check out the, I'm sorry, oh, I don't know why I keep sneezing tonight. Oh, I don't know. I hope I'm not getting something. Other than the Brighting.com, the Brighting Coffee and Community
Brighting, CommunityRoaster.com. And the company is called Brighting, and it's a very easy website to go through. If I can do it, anybody.
Yeah, right. Me too.
And check out, just type in my name on YouTube, and a ton of stuff will come up, and all the videos are funny. So.
I can't wait. As soon as we get off the phone, I'm definitely checking out Coconut, because that one sounds like you're going crazy in that one. I gotta see that one. I gotta see that one. But well, Fred, I can't thank you enough. I cannot thank you enough for hanging with me tonight. You could have been doing anything, and I appreciate it. And a pleasure to get to chat with you tonight. And please come back anytime if you want to get some
I'll
new music
back
out.
Well, I'll come back when the band is, ready to go.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to play something, definitely. So
and
with that,
I'll figure a way to send you the song I'm working. People love it that have heard it, and it's going to be performed in California. The song I'm doing with Hard Groove from Public Enemy. Do the Wild Chicken.
Oh, wow. I can't wait to hear that.
And they're going to film that
cool.
For the band called the Chicken Heads. So that should be interesting.
Did you write that for them or no?
Yeah, Brian's also another person. I can just come up with a song off the top of my head, and I've done several songs with him like that, and then finessed them. But boy, did he add up to the Do the Wild Chicken, let me tell you.
Yeah, well, I figure with the name of the group and then with the song title that you wrote that for them. It's
not for me. I sing it.
Cool. Cool. Well, Fred, thank you so much. Again, I can't thank you enough, and a pleasure. And I look forward to the CDs. Absolutely. I'm going to give you my address. Are you kidding me?
Okay. Don't worry. I've got tons of
me too, right? They're sitting around. Nobody listens to CDs anymore. Why? I love them. I love having them in my hand. Me too. I love having them in my hand. I love having a CD in my hand.
I can't get streaming, and I'm not going to stream. Ugh.
Yeah. I mean, I much prefer an album in my hand, but if I have to settle for a CD, I mean, an album is just primo supremo to me. So,
yeah.
You know.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I just wish music would come back, like just everything. We need wholesomeness back. We need life back. We need I don't know. I lose myself sometimes in this, what's going on today. But anyway.
But one more thing. Well, when Halloween comes around.
Yeah.
I wrote 2 songs for Elvira. Well, actually, I've written 4 songs for Elvira. But one of them has sort of gone viral. It's called 2 Big Pumpkins. And she did a video for that. She's a hoot.
Yeah, I actually, every year I wind up reaching out to her too late, and she's booked the entire month. Well, actually, probably October, November, too. And so I'm hoping to get her on now that she took her little break. So, you know,
well,
I always
promote her book, and it's getting real good reviews.
Yeah, I know. That's why I wanted to have her on, because of the book. And I know her publicist, and, you know, he said, oh, she is booked totally solid right now. And I said, yeah, and then she's going to be taking the break after Halloween, of course, because she's, you know, tied up. So so I'm hoping to get her on the show soon, and maybe she could send me the songs, and maybe we could play it. But I'm going to check out 2 Big Pumpkins, too. I'm going to check that out, too.
Well, I chat with her every so often, so I'll mention it to her.
Oh, that'd be cool. Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, I would like to close with what got me started on the B-52s, Rock Lobster, and I hope you guys have had a good time tonight. Mr. Fred Schneider, I thank you so very much. What a pleasure.
Well, thank you, dude. It was fun.
Everybody has a good time when they come on the show. And like, we're just hanging out. I've got nothing for you. No specific questions. It's just my curiosity. We're just hanging out talking. That's it.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're like, okay. Okay. I just want to, you know, just hang out and have a good time. That's it. And we did. So I'm happy about that. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank
Excellent.
You.
Again, everybody, Fred Schneider. Thank you, Fred. Take care. Merry Christmas. And we'll talk.
Yes, and Happy New Year. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, everybody. We're going to close out with Rock Lobster, the one that started it all for me and possibly almost you, right? I mean, this was one of your bigger hits back in the day.
It was the first one that charted, and actually it made us stars in Australia. I think, the best-selling independent single of that year, though we never saw any royalties.
Well, it was very good. Yeah, well, that's the business, right? You never see what you get.
Well, I think we were selling it for $1 or $2.
Oh. Well, you know what? When you're not in it for the money, it doesn't matter.
No, we were the band that paid to play for the whole until we signed with Warner's.
Oh, God, that's funny. Well, you know what? You had a great time.
No, we had a good time. We enjoyed it.
And you're still having a great time. And I can't wait for life to get back to normal so you guys can get back out there. Maybe I can check it out. I'd love to see you guys.
Okay.
Cool. Again, Fred, thank you so much. Have a good night. I'm going to close out with Rock Lobster. Everybody, Rock Lobster, talk to you soon. Have a good night. Fred Schneider from the B-52s and... with Superior, we're going to have new stuff. We got new stuff coming out. Go to YouTube and check out the songs Coconut. I can't wait. And also go to communityroaster.com and brightting.com for the coffee. And I think I may actually try coffee for the first time in my life.
Oh, I like love that. It. It's good for you. It's good for you.
Yeah. Well, I want to try your mix. That's the Monster mix. That sounds delicious.
Well, that's gonna happen again, hopefully soon. But right now we do have some really good blends and single origin coffee. So if people like a Guatemalan or a Brazilian or a Colombian, you know, we have the good ones.
Excellent. Well, go check it out, folks. And Fred, thank you so much. Take care. Have a good night, and happy holidays, as they say.
Happy holidays. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye, Fred. Thank you. Rock Lobster, folks. Good night.
Ocean.